I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court found on Monday Donald Trump cannot be prosecuted for official actions taken as president, but can be for private acts in a landmark ruling, recognizing for the first time any form of presidential immunity from prosecution. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The 6-3 decision written by Chief Justice John Roberts split down partisan lines and threw out a lower court's decision rejecting Trump's claims of immunity from criminal charges. It ordered the lower court to evaluate which of the alleged crimes in the indictment were, quote, official and therefore immune from prosecution, and which were, quote, unofficial and potentially criminal. The Supreme Court's slow handling of the immunity case has already helped Trump by making it unlikely that any trial on charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith could be completed before the 2024 election.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. A Pentagon official won't say whether U.S. military bases in the Middle East, Africa, or the Indo-Pacific are at an increased force protection level similar to bases in Europe. The U.S. military has raised the security protection measures it's taking at bases throughout Europe, asking service members to be more vigilant and keep a lower profile due to a combination of threats across the region. Two U.S. officials speaking on Monday on the condition of anonymity said increasing the threat level to the second highest of five levels is the result of a combination of events across Europe, including elections and the Olympics. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel was nearing its goal of taking out the military capabilities of Hamas, the Islamist group that governs Gaza and led the October 7th assault on Israel that sparked the war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist.